For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
We're looking at how to witness for Christ. Let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we open up our hearts to hear the word of God tonight, Lord. And we thank you for speaking to us from the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for the leading of the Holy Ghost and for the teaching of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. How to witness for Christ. So firstly, some important points is that it is every Christian's duty to be a witness for Christ. It is every Christian's duty to be a light in the world. And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ said, we are lights in the world. So that's the first point, that we're all called to be lights. And next, we need to be led by the Spirit in what we do and say to people, in the love of God. It always has to be out of the love of God. So led by the Spirit, that's what we need to be. And also remember that God opens the doors. Now that's important to understand, that God opens the door. So we can't try to force open a door. If someone is closed and they don't want to hear, you can't force open the door. God opens the door. So we have to follow his leading. Next, our conversation needs to be holy. Our conversation is our manner of life and conduct. So it's not just the words that we speak to people. It's our whole life. Our manner of life and conduct, and that needs to be holy. And lastly, it's a process of sowing and reaping. So we sow seeds into people's lives, we reap, or we sow, someone else reaps. So someone else sows, we reap, but it's all part of the process, praise God, of witnessing for the Lord. So let's turn to Mark 16 and we're going to read verses 15 and 16. Now let's read verse 15 and 16 in Mark 16. And this is what the Lord Jesus Christ said. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So the Lord Jesus Christ has given the commission here, and he's speaking to the church, speaking to his children, us. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So when the Bible says that preach the gospel to every creature, it means that every creature that can understand the gospel, human beings. So preach the gospel to every creature. So every human. Every human. And the Lord has said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So for the one who believes and is baptized into the kingdom of God, experiences a new birth, shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. So let's understand that. Firstly, that the Lord Jesus Christ has commissioned us to preach the gospel to every creature. And also he has commissioned the church to teach all nations as well. So this is what the Lord has commissioned the church to do. And as Christians, each of us need to be part of the preaching of the gospel. Now, that can either be that you're speaking it out to people, you might be a minister, a preacher, or If not, you're backing the ministry in some way. You know, you do what you can do. You help in the furtherance of the gospel. So we back the gospel. We can back it in our prayer. We can back it financially. We can back it by our works. We back the preaching and ministry of the gospel. Or you're called to do both. To verbally preach and support the gospel in other ways also. But whatever you do as a Christian, we are called to be part of this, the preaching of the gospel. So we, as a Christian, we can't do nothing and expect that we're fulfilling all our duty, because it is our duty to be part of the preaching of the gospel. Praise God. So have a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20. Second Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20 says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." So we are ambassadors for Christ. So think of yourself as an ambassador for Christ. And it's the will of God that each person be reconciled to God. So we're ambassadors to the world. And God's will is that each person be saved. Each person in the world be saved. So when you think about yourself as an ambassador for Christ in the world, you are his representative. You represent his kingdom. That's what ambassadors do, don't they? They represent the kingdom or the nation. So we are his representatives. We're his ambassadors in the world. So we're looked at by the world, and our lives are witnesses for him. Our lives are witnesses for the Lord. So we are Christ's ambassadors, and what we say and what we do should represent in a right and true way the kingdom of God. We're his ambassadors. Now let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 14 to verse 16. So we learned that we're ambassadors for Christ, and we are to be part of the preaching of the gospel. Be part of the preaching of the gospel. Let's have a look at Matthew 5, and we'll read verses 14 to verse 16. And the Lord Jesus Christ said this, starting at verse 14. He said, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So what is he saying to us here? He's saying to us that we are lights, ye are the light of the world, and we are lights because we have Christ in us and he is the light. So his light is in us. It's in our spirit. Ye are the light of the world. And so we ought not be hiding that light. And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ was saying. So he wants us to shine before men. This is what he said to us. Let your light so shine before men. You represent Christ. You're his ambassador. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So who gets the glory? The Father gets the glory. He gets the glory by the good works. Our good works give glory to God the Father. People will give glory to God the Father by our works. When we shine as a light. So when we live as we're called to do, to be Christ's ambassadors, to be holy, and we do the works of a Christian that we're called to do, God gets the glory. God gets the glory. Praise God. So let's remember that. Our good works glorify God. Let's turn to John 4. Now in John 4, we're going to read a passage. We're going to read a passage in John 4. It starts at verse 3. Let's read this. It says, where Christ was witnessing to the woman in Samaria at the well. Let's start at verse 3. He left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the way, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. But his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? I hope you can hear me all right. That's good. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whoso drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whoso drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, go, call up thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sense thou truly. The woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her,
Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. So we read that passage because it showed that the Lord Jesus Christ was led by the Spirit in what he said to this woman. Now this woman, she was obviously not, she was of Samaria, and she said that they have no dealings with the Jews. So she was somebody who was not in the covenant, obviously. But that wasn't a hindrance to the Lord Jesus Christ, because he met her where she was at. And he spoke the truth to her. He used that as an opportunity to reveal himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the source of life, the source of truth. And revealed himself as the Messiah. So he took that opportunity to speak to this woman. And he was led by the Spirit. He used a word of knowledge as well. But it wasn't just the fact that he used the word of knowledge that convinced this woman. He spoke to her and revealed the truth that he was the source of life, and he is the source of life. So this is an example we can look at about how the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to somebody. He was led by the Spirit of God in what he said. And likewise, we also ought to be led by the Spirit. And we can take opportunities, even when we don't think that they might present themselves, like this woman, at drawing water at the well. We might not realise the situation presents itself, but if someone is open to hearing, which is like this woman was, if someone's open to hearing it, you can reveal the truth. You can reveal the truth if they are open to hearing it. Praise God. So it's an example of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he revealed the truth. It was an opportunity for a woman to know the truth about Christ. Praise God. So that's one example we can look to about speaking to people. Praise God. So let's have a look at Romans 8 verse 14, which says what we should do, not only when we speak to people, but in every area of our life. Romans 8 and verse 14. And Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So, if you are a Christian, you are a son of God, and that includes men and women. You are a son of God, and you are led by the Spirit, and you ought to be following the leading of the Spirit. So you can believe that you are led by the Spirit of God, and that includes in what you say to people as well. Now, if you're not sure what to say, there's a time there just to be silent and wait on the Holy Ghost. Just wait for the Holy Ghost. He will give you the right words to speak. So be led by the Spirit in what you say, in what we say. Led by the Spirit in our words and our actions. Praise God. And as we're led by the Spirit, remember that he leads us the right way, He leads us to do the good works, to lead the holy life. These things are a witness, and they glorify God. They glorify God. Praise the Lord. So the Holy Ghost, he will give us the right words and actions in any situation. Any situation. So you can look back at this scripture. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Praise the Lord. So do what the Holy Ghost says. Follow his leading. Praise the Lord. Let's have a look at Colossians chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 3 to verse 6. Colossians 4. Verses 3 to verse 6. And the word of God says, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. So what does he say to us in this passage? He says to us that God, pray to the Lord to open a door of utterance. So we can do that, each of us, with other people. We can pray that God would open a door of utterance. Praise God. Now, they can have something said to them. Just like the woman at the well, there was an opening there to say something to her. So the Lord can open a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ. And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ did with that woman. He spoke the mystery of Christ. So that God would open a door of utterance, so that we have an opportunity to say something. Remember earlier, we considered the fact that God is the one that opens the door. So we can't try to force the door open. It's up to the person if they will receive the word, the gospel, or not. God doesn't force, and we can't force people. But God can open a door of utterance, and it says here that walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. So walk in wisdom toward people, and if you follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, you will be walking in wisdom. Because he will lead you the right way. And wisdom is knowing the right thing to do. And the Holy Ghost, he leads us the right way. So walk in wisdom toward them that are without. And act in love. Act in love. Speak grace and truth. And that's what he's saying to us here. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. So keep your speech full of grace and seasoned with salt, so it's kept holy and pure, like salt is a preservative. So don't let yourself be into corrupt communication. Don't let yourself get into corrupt communication. Now, exaggeration can be included in that, corrupt communication. So speak the truth, keep your words truthful, and your actions following the Lord, following his leading, to give glory to God, to give glory to God. And these are a witness. These things that we do are a witness. Praise God. Let's have a look at 1 Peter 1:15. First Peter 1:15, and this is how we ought to be living our life as Christians. 1 Peter 1:15 says, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." So remember, conversation is the word meaning our manner of life and conduct. So be ye holy in all manner of conversation. So your holy life is a powerful witness for the Lord. Praise God. Turn over to chapter 2. Let's read verse 12. And here it says, "Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation." So people are beholding Christians. They're beholding the works of Christians. The good works which point to the Lord Jesus Christ and do what the Lord leads us to do, acting in charity and love and preaching the gospel, they glorify God. They glorify God. Right. Praise the Lord. Have a look at Psalm 126, verse 6. And the Lord encourages us as we are involved in the preaching of the gospel. Psalm 126 and verse 6. Which says, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." Now the seed is the word of God. Remember that it's in the New Testament, the Lord Jesus Christ told us that. The seed is the word of God. "So he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." There will be a reaping. There is a reaping. And we have a part in the sowing and the reaping of the kingdom of God. Praise God. And let's go back to the New Testament. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. And these scriptures are an encouragement to us. Galatians 6 verse 9, which says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." So in due season we shall reap, so don't be weary in well-doing. Don't be weary in well-doing. Praise God. It gives glory to the Lord. And as you do the work of the Lord, your light shines. Your good works glorify the Lord. Praise God. So be part in the preaching of the gospel. Be part in, as Jesus Christ said, preach the gospel to every creature. 1 Corinthians 3, and we'll finish with this passage, verses 9 to 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And we'll read verses 9 to verse 11. And the scripture says, "For we are labourers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." So the Lord says to us, in our work of preaching the gospel, that we are labourers together with God. We are labourers together with God. So we, each of us, have a part to play, labourers together with God. And notice in verse 10 that the Lord said, that the word of God says, I have laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon. So if you sow the seed, others can come along and build on that. It's a process of sowing. And other Christians can come along and reap the seeds that have been sown by you or others. So it's a process of sowing and reaping. But remember that you are a labourer together with God. Praise God. And the foundation is Jesus Christ. The foundation is Jesus Christ. So that's what we're called to do. We're called to serve God as Christians. And all that we do should be in service to the Lord in our life. All that we do should have that greater purpose of serving the Lord. Praise God. So we are witnesses for Christ. People are looking at us. Praise God. So let's have a life that has the foundation of Jesus Christ and build on it the gold, silver, and precious stones, as it says in verse 12. Praise God. Those things that are going to last, to be a witness even to future generations as well. Let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we thank you, Lord, for the truth of the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, help each of us to be witnesses, Lord, and have our part in the preaching of the gospel, backing the gospel, and Lord, that we shine as lights, as you have said, Lord, that we let our light so shine before men. Help each of us, Lord, to be followers of the Holy Ghost, led by the Holy Ghost, people who are sensitive to the leading of the Holy Ghost. Thank you. We thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, amen.